Hi, I'm Ken O'Shannon, and this is The Valley Life, where there's no better life than a life in the valley. And on the show, we talk about interesting, out-of-the-norm activities there are to do in the valley. And speaking of just out-of-the-norm activities, today we have Janet McReynolds of Lavenderwood Farms, where they do, wait for it, yoga with goats. How are you doing today, Janet?
I'm good. Thank you very much for inviting me.
Oh, thank you much for being here. Like, and you have a goat. You guys can't see this, but she has a goat in her lap.
This is Peter Pan. Peter Pan is 4 weeks old, and he is a new herd sire for the farm. So he will be breeding some of our goats in the fall for babies for 2019.
Wow. And you said breeding? Do you guys solely breed or...
So the program is a youth agriculture program out of a 4-H program, which is administered from the university systems. They are across the country. I happen to be a 4-H project leader and have about 10 young people that raise and show dairy goats throughout California and actually across the country.
Across the country. And is there like goat shows? Like
there are. Our show season begins in April, and we will be showing all the way through to the end of September, possibly into October.
Okay. So what do you do during the off season if there's an in season?
There's a lot of care and keeping that goes into it. Maintenance and caring for the does that are bred and preparing them for their ultimate kidding. Their gestation is almost 5 months. So when you compare that to a dog that will have puppies in literally 60 days, the goat takes about 145 to 150 days to kid and have its offspring. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. And so because we are on a showstring, we breed throughout the year because different goats born at different times compete in different classes. Mm-hmm. So if they're born in January, February, they're in one class. If they're in March, they're in another. And then April through the end of the summer, they're in another class. So we have always bred the goats to have one or two goats kid per month or every other month so that we would have babies growing, being born anywhere from January, February, all the way into September.
Okay. So
when goat yoga came around, we always had babies. So it was something that we were able to jump into. But the reason why we started it was because my 4-H girls were doing very, very well on the showstring, and they said, we want to go to the National Dairy Goat Show in Ohio.
So it all started with the goat show, not the idea of goat yoga.
Yes. So goat yoga was a thing, and I was trying to find a yoga instructor from probably March 2017, but today it's a lot easier to find a goat yoga instructor. In March 2017, it was just starting, and people looked at me and said, no, I do yoga, and I'm not doing yoga with goats. Thank you very much for your call.
So would you say that like you kind of put it onto the map, I guess you could say?
No, I was not the first one. The first images that started hitting the web were in 2016. There's a young woman who has a yoga page, and her husband had given her a Nigerian dwarf goat, which is the smallest of the dairy goat breeds. They're actually born out of the pygmy goats. They cross certain pygmy goats, and they eventually develop the breed.
Okay.
That particular gal's image started planting in other people's head, and then there's a woman named Lanny Morse who's in Oregon, and Lanny and a yoga instructor that she knew did a birthday party. Mm-hmm. And after that, they said, well, they had so much fun at a birthday yoga birthday party, let's do it more often. And Lonnie really launched it for most of us.
So there's would you say that there's an actual like following?
There is a huge following. It's not something that you do week after week like you would do with your normal yoga class. Mm-hmm. It's more of a novelty. It's an Instagram image. It's something fun to do in a group. I get bachelorette parties calling me all the time. I get birthday parties. So we try to accommodate as many people as we can for their events.
Okay. So how did you personally market this idea for your goat yoga?
Honestly, we've been very lucky.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about it.
We the girls wanted to go to the National Dairy Goat Show. It was in July. I told them, we make goat milk soap. We do a lot of things, but there's no way we were going to fund that $4,000 or $5,000 trip because we had to take all the goats, all the girls, the hotel, the whole shebang from California to Ohio to Wisconsin. So I said, let's do goat yoga. And the girl said, that's a great idea. So we started doing one class, and then we did another class. And within 6 weeks, we had enough money to get to Wisconsin. And once we came back from Wisconsin in August, they kept coming. Mm. And they keep coming, and we do between 2 and 4 classes a week.
Wow. So now you're like on a regular basis.
We are on, yes, every Saturday morning. We've just brought back Sunday afternoons, and occasionally we'll do a Friday afternoon goat yoga, wine, and cheese event.
Wow. Wine and cheese? With, yeah. Man.
So you do goat yoga first, and then we make fresh goat cheese, and then you bring your wine.
I assume it's probably not the best idea to do wine first and then.
There's beer yoga.
There's beer?
I think they drink beer while they have yoga. Or they drink beer first. I'm not sure. You'll have to Google that one. But yes, there's all kinds of fun yoga things that are coming out. People, yoga's a craze. And there's new and different ways of doing yoga. I did not think the goat yoga thing was going to continue as long as it has. And we're into it now for almost a year.
So tell us about your first class until now. Like, what is the comparison of what you saw?
We've learned to do it better. Mm-hmm. We have a fenced area that has straw. We are outside, and we try to make certain that there are at least as many goats. Let me back that up. We try to make sure that we have at least one goat to every 3 people, so that there is a sufficient amount of goats for everybody to play and cuddle and get their pictures taken with. And so we have a 50-minute yoga session and then a 10-minute photo op afterwards.
Okay, so it's just totally included.
Mm-hmm.
Do people come solely just for the goats?
We have had people come and just sit on the mat and want to play at the goat. Some people do yoga, some people don't. Some people are really advanced yoga students, and they will get in some great poses. We've had couples come and do a couple yoga poses, and then the goats incorporate it. So it's an all-level yoga class, but it's best experienced, we think, outdoors. And I think that's what we've learned above and beyond everything, is that we bring you to the goat's environment and have a yoga class, as opposed to some of the other places where they bring a goat into a yoga studio and they do it indoors.
So does this actually scare the goat if it's inside?
I don't think they're having as much fun as they would if they were outdoors, because you're in their space, right?
Right.
So they're comfortable.
Interesting. Okay, so if you're in their space, and I assume yoga requires a mat.
Mm-hmm.
How does that work? Like, do they bring their mat on top of the straw? Is
well,
there possibly
so
poop
we,
in
the one of the things that we learned was that yoga mats work great, but beach towels are better.
Okay.
Because the beach towel can go in the washing machine straight away. Because they are a livestock animal.
Mm-hmm.
They're not potty trained. They cannot be potty trained. So they potentially will pee and poo in your space. So we have little tricks, and we tell people, if the goat's lingering on your mat a little bit, just push its back legs off your mat. And so if it does happen to relieve itself, it's not going to be doing it in your spot. And we have wipes and paper towels and Windex and all kinds of little cleaners set there right by the pen so that you can access it if you need it.
So is there any other mishaps other than poops and pees or?
Well,
any funny stories?
The goats like to headbutt, and they generally like to do that when they are coming into season, and the girls will bang heads up against one another, just like you see on, National Kingdom or any of the other. I just dated myself, didn't I? Planet,
Discovery Channel.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
So yes. But more than anything, they're really very loving, affectionate creatures. They really connect with humans, which is why this goat yoga craze is still going on. The goat literally will connect with you. I put people in a pen, and the goats are jumping all over them.
And the people just allow it to happen.
They love it. That's the shot. People want the money shot is a goat on your back while you're, you know, doing downward dog.
Interesting. Well, have you ever done goat yoga specifically yourself?
Yes, but I don't do it in the classes because my daughter and I are out there with the goats all the time. Mm-hmm. So I would have an unfair advantage because they would gravitate to me and not the students. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you guys have been doing this for a year.
Nearly, yes.
Nearly a year. And you guys sell soap. Tell us about like what goes into the making of that soap.
We make a soap from goat milk, and then we add, depending upon what kind of a soap we're making, we will add different oils into it. We have an acne soap that we don't use any oils that have comedogenic properties, so mm-hmm. cause people to break out. So we would use sunflower oils or things like that. We use a lot of olive oil in our soaps. And we use castor oil and coconut oil.
So
they're super creamy. They're really nice.
How well does it work, though?
It cleans really well. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, one of the things that we use for cleaning the goats when we're getting ready for show season is we use the goat milk soap.
Itself?
Mm-hmm. On the goats.
Okay, so I remember, I think I checked Yelp or something like that, and there was like something about a pajama party, and the goats are in pajamas.
So one of the things that we've done to try to keep it fun is we do interesting and different things on different days. So Saturday morning, I have four children. Saturday mornings was pajamas and cartoons.
Okay.
So we transferred Saturday morning pajamas to the goats. So there's several videos online. People go crazy seeing baby goats in pajamas. So we just took that one step further and made a goat yoga pajama party. So every Saturday morning, it's goat yoga pajama party.
Every Saturday.
Every Saturday. On St. Patrick's Day, they were in St. Patrick's Day themed pajamas.
So how do you find these pajamas? Like, where do
Joann's.
Joann's.
Great fabrics. Joann's. There's a plug. And they give coupons. Oh. So we go into Joann's and we pick out fabric and we cut up and sew up pajamas and outfit the goats. Because they do grow. You know, when this particular breed of goat, when they're born, he's just sleeping, are about anywhere from 3 to 4 pounds. So they grow very fast. And then nearly by a year, they're almost about 50 pounds. So their pajama size does change.
Well, I assume so. So do you do solely like younger goats while doing the yoga? Do you do bigger goats as well?
Well, primarily we have the mother goats in with their babies. So we put them in and allow them to just kind of walk around while their babies are frolicking amongst the attendees. And then we have a couple of goats that are about a year old that started in goat yoga last year and still want to go to goat yoga. So when the attendees show up, they know it's time for goat yoga. So we have a couple older ones that will cry to get out of the pen. So we'll let them into goat yoga because they know they're going to get pet and scratch. They're no fools.
So it's just like a win-win for them.
Yes, exactly.
So it helps the goat to actually be with its mother, or is there a difference when it's not?
Presently we have the goats that are about 4 weeks old. So they're attached to their moms in the same way that a child is attached to its mother. It's comfortable there. Mm-hmm. It can sit and play in the corner if its mother is close by.
Right?
So the same rule holds true. Although as they get older and they're more accustomed to us now, we walk in the pen and they run up to us. So we're very fortunate to have a very docile line of goats that are very affectionate. They're, you know, goats have personalities. So just like humans, but our crew tends to want to be pet and want to play.
So what are your plans for the future? Are you just going to keep on continuing?
We're rolling. We're just going to take this as far as it goes. And we use our goat yoga funds our youth agriculture program. So it allows us to reinvest into the youth program. So we've bought more herd sires. We've improved our genetics. We're probably the best funded 4-H dairy goat program in the country because the children have milking machines, they ultrasound machines. There's just a ton of access to genetics and science that they would not have in a youth agriculture program. It's just not done.
So youth agriculture as in just the ghost youth, or like can kids come down and?
So our 4-H girls do a lot of community outreach. Mm-hmm. We have taken our goats to special needs kids. We've taken them to women's shelters with children. Normally the girls do things that involve either the elderly or with younger children. We are having our first open farm day on April 14th, mm-hmm. and our 4-H girls will invite the public in and talk to them a little bit about what they do, clipping goats, show what showmanship looks like, and then what a milking demonstration looks like. So
on April 14th, you said you had an open farm
day. We have open farm day, yes.
What is going to be over there? Tell us about that.
Our open farm day will start at 1. Mm-hmm. You can get your tickets on Eventbrite, and they are admission is free. Their girls are asking for a $5 donation, if possible. Mm-hmm. And they'll just invite you in and walk you around and talk to you about what care and keeping of a goat means, the importance of goats in throughout the world, and how vital they are to communities around our world. And then what a showmanship demonstration looks like, what it looks like when the girls are in the show ring. So
interesting. So it's like kind of like practice for them?
Well, they practice all the time, but this will be a demonstration. Basically, instead of you going to one of our goat shows or going to the county fair, you'll be able to see the girls participating on that day.
So a showmanship, what all goes into a goat show itself? I'm sure it's not. Well, I haven't seen it on TV.
Well, in the middle of the country, in a lot of your rural regions, ag fairs and livestock showmanship is really key. Young people participate, especially in the high school level, through organizations like FFA, which is Future Farmers of America.
Okay.
Pierce College, we're on a campus of a formidable agriculture college, mm-hmm. in the country. And not as much anymore because ag is not as big as it was, but there was a time where Pierce College was one of the foremost colleges for ag science.
Mm-hmm.
Before you went up to either Cal Poly or UC Davis. So there's just a lot of care and keeping. There's a lot of instruction. And then at the goat shows, they are judged on their body conformation and all those things that we've gone into to try to breed a better animal.
Mm. So it's not like tricks or like do a cartwheel or anything?
No,
like-
but goats are very smart and they can learn to be clicker trained. So you can... have a goat do tricks. As a matter of fact, we have some movie goats that are trained to do certain tricks. So,
wow, oh, that's crazy. So a goat can actually do tricks. So I did a little bit of research and I saw that Kevin Hart did goat yoga. Is this true?
We've heard that Kevin Hart did a goat yoga segment. I think it's going to be on Thursday. I think they were in a yoga studio.
Oh, okay.
And they borrowed a few of our goats.
Did you get to meet Kevin Hart?
Well, I was really providing the goats, so I did not really have much of an interaction. But I did see him.
So, Shoot. Oh, last question. Is there any specials for college students, since this will probably reach a lot of college students?
Sure. If they want to go ahead and email me at lavenderwoodyoga@gmail.com, we will go ahead and hook them up. Awesome. And give them a 20% discount.
A 20%?
Sure.
That is one-fifth of the price for those who are not good at math. Well, we're just going to wrap it up and say thank you for listening to us today. I hope you enjoyed our time together with Danette McReynolds. You can find out more at lavenderwoodfarm.com or call 805-428-2684. I'll say it again, 805-428-2684. And this is The Valley Life. Tune in next show. We have Skateland. Much love. Thank you for being with us, Danette. Have a great day.
Thanks for having me.